Kia ora and welcome to this episode of the Amateur Austenite. I'm Frances Duncan, an author and founder of the Jane Austen Society of Aotearoa New Zealand. My co-host is Emmy.
Kia ora.
Today we're discussing Chapter 4 of Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. In Chapter 4, Catherine looks for Mr. Tilney, who is not to be found, but instead meets the Thorpes and makes friends with Isabella. She rushes to the pump room because everybody goes to the pump room.
What is the pump room?
Good point. Okay. So you go to Bath to take the waters because there's underground springs and apparently the water has all these minerals in it that will help you if you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's true or not is another matter, but it's also like a fashionable place to be.
Mm-hmm.
The pump room is the room where you go where the water is pumped into so you can have glasses of this mineral water, but it also serves as a place to see and be seen.
Right, okay.
I guess it's like going to the mall, maybe?
Yeah.
But not for shopping, just like we're just wandering around looking at people, and later on they're going to talk about the Bath book. There's literally a book where people, like you have at hotels, where people can write who they are and where they're from and stuff. So you could go and look someone up if you've met them. You have to be introduced properly, which is a whole thing. Is anyone I know currently in Bath? And you can look through the book and go, oh, so-and-so's here. Great, now I've got someone to hang out with.
Right.
And Mr. Tilney is not there. Every creature in Bath except himself was to be seen. Mrs. Allen again is going on about how pleasant if we had any acquaintance.
And which, literally, my note in that is just, still?
Still.
And then, like, the next paragraph is when we meet the Thorpes. We get the, oh my goodness, I knew you in high school. Thank God. And now we need to try and one-up each other in our conversation. But genuinely, it's like, oh, great. So much like when I never close the tabs in my browser and then one day just randomly open a tab and it happens to be the thing that I was kind of trying to find. And therefore proves to me that I should never ever close tabs ever again. This has just proven to Mrs. Allen that she should never ever try and put any actual effort into getting acquainted to anyone. If she just complains about it for a week, it will sort itself out.
I mean, I get that you want someone to hang out with, so you're like, hey, I vaguely know you. Let's be friends and hang out. But they haven't seen each other in like 15 years. And they refer to each other by their married names. Like, they knew each other when they were teenagers. It seems so weird to me that you would not firstly refer to them by their unmarried name or their first name.
I assume it's one of those things where, like, you get the notification of marriage at some point. You know, your mother is like, oh, well, you remember lovely little Miss, I don't know, Houston or whatever, from school. Well, she's now married to Mr. Thorpe. Da, 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 da.
I mean, they have seen each other, but it just seems weird to me that the first thing you'd remember was their new surname rather than their previous one.
Maybe the previous one was a really bad name.
Ooh.
Maybe it was one of those, like, 27 barrel, like, takes you 15 minutes and half a page to figure out how to pronounce it, and it's like, yeah, nah, Thorpe. Thorpe's good. Like Thorpe.
They're kind of similar women, though. They're talking about their families, etc., etc. More ready to give than receive information,
yeah.
Each hearing very little of what the other said.
Yep.
Mrs. Allen's consolation is that the lace that Miss Thorpe is wearing is not as fine as hers.
Yeah.
That is some true friendship right there.
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Thorpe has got a matching set. 3 boys, 3 girls. The boys are all at home. John is at Oxford, the university. Edward is at Merchants Taylors, which is a school that still exists. And William is at sea. And it's not the only William that Austen sends to sea in Mansfield Park, William Price.
Does she just, like, not like Williams? Like, is she just trying to send him off and get rid of him?
I don't know.
Are there Williams that get to stay on land?
In Persuasion, there's a William Walter Elliot, but she doesn't like him. So
it's sounding like she's trying
maybe
to get...
Maybe she doesn't like Williams.
What William hurt her?
Well, did you catch the thing about Richard in the first chapter? About her father? I mean, he was a nice man, even though his name was Richard. So yeah, some Richard did something.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the way that Austen talks about Mrs. Allen listening to Mrs. Thorpe that she has totally heard people or been subjected to people talking about their kids. Mrs. Allen had no similar information to give, no similar triumphs to press on the unwilling and unbelieving ears of her friend. I know she's talking shit and I do not care about your kids.
The guy who does the like Instagram and TikToks of the posh people like one-upping each other. Jonathan, my infant, you know, turned to me and said, "Mummy, I think the suffering of all people should be borne by all." Oh, it's just like, just clearly just like making it up to just try and one-up each other. Except that Mrs. Allen has nothing that she can make up to one-up. But she could have if she'd been able to just be like, "Oh yes, well, I'm currently escorting so-and-so who is much like a daughter to me," and then make up a bunch of things about Catherine.
She completely forgets Catherine until the Miss Thorpes come up.
Yeah, no, she completely like, boop, gone. Again, this is Catherine's the handbag, you know?
This is great. When we were doing Mansfield Park, someone was like, "Fanny is furniture. Fanny is furniture, Catherine is a handbag." There's a often quoted line in here, "Friendship is certainly the finest balm for the pangs of disappointed love." Which is true and lovely, but literally she has just met Isabella and she's met Mr. Tilney once, but is Austin implying that she is in love with Mr. Tilney already?
I'm just saying that I underlined, admired the graceful spirit of her walk, the fashionable air of her figure and dress, and felt grateful as well that she might, for the chance to procure with her such a friend. Gay! Literally, this is how I look at some women, and I'm like, oh, hi.
Yeah, because she has this feeling of awe around her as well. It's Isabella's frequent expressions of delight on their acquaintance.
Yeah.
That she's like, oh, she likes me, and it's referred to as tender affection. I mean, this is a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we're going to queer read any relationship, I'm picking this one.
I mean, if we're going for different types of interpretations, Mrs. Allen might be ace or have one of those things where clothes work for her.
Hmm.
Everybody has their thing. It should be noted that Isabella is 21. She's 4 years older than Catherine. And at this point in time, that is huge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even in like current time, it is a big difference. That is a high school student versus someone who has potentially finished university. That is a significant change of life period.
Presumably, possibly, Miss Thorpe has been out in society for 4 years. And this is Catherine's first time. So, of course, she's going to be a little bit in awe of her. There is always something a little about that, like, older, more experienced woman that you're a little bit like, oh, and you're not sure if you want to be with her or be her.
Yeah.
They talk about really frivolous things. Dress, balls, flirtations, and quizzes. Now, a quiz is an eccentric person or thing.
Oh, so myself. Lovely. I never knew what I was going to be in an Austen novel, and now I do. This is delightful.
Miracles. And I adore that at the end of the chapter, Jane Austen's just gone, "So here's Mrs. Thorpe's history. I'm just telling you because otherwise it will take pages and pages and no one cares."
Much like we didn't go into the detail of the full and in-depth discussion of how they were comparing each other, just assume that we've covered over everything.
It reminds me of another character in another Austen novel, which you have not read. Her name is Mrs. Jennings, and it's in Sense and Sensibility. She had repeated her own history to Eleanor 3 or 4 times, and had Eleanor's memory been equal to her means of improvement, she might have known very early in the acquaintance all the particulars of Mr. Jennings' last illness and what he said to his wife a few minutes before he died. Actually, Mrs. Jennings, in some ways, is a bit like Mrs. Allen, maybe. I don't know. I might be reaching there. Because it's interesting because the first version of Sense and Sensibility, she wrote similar-ish kind of time to Northanger Abbey. So, and the long and minute detail also reminds me of Miss Bates from Emma, who, if you read Emma, I think you'll be like, oh my God, I want to kill this woman. She just talks nonstop about anything and nothing. And that is our discussion of Chapter 4 of Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. I'm Frances Duncan. This has been Emmy. Thank you for listening, and we wish you happy reading.